All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
New Tech City producer Alex Goldmark is here. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Manoush.
And Alex, this Bitcoin show led you to someone named Gina Fox.
Well, actually, Manoush, she found us. New Tech City listener Gina Fox got in touch with us via Twitter, and she wanted to know if we could help her solve her Bitcoin problem.
When I told my children that I was going to be interviewed about Bitcoin, they were super impressed that I knew anything about Bitcoin. And then that credibility quickly was lost when I realized that the reason I need your help is because I have no idea how to access my account.
Oh, no. Wait, so Gina had Bitcoins or has them, but she doesn't know where they are?
Right. And she's about the least likely person you'd imagine to own Bitcoins. I thought that explaining how she ended up with them and trying to help her find her lost stash
would be a good way to explain the weirdness of Bitcoin. Nice, Alex.
I like weirdness. So, about Gina.
I serve on the Rhinebeck Town Board, and I'm a real estate agent for Sotheby's.
It's a lovely, even pastoral hamlet upstate. She offered to bring garlic from her garden when she came to visit us here in the studio.
I have nothing to do with technology.
She knew it was kind of odd that we would be talking to her about Bitcoin.
Well, because I'm an old mother. That's why.
Oh, I like her. What happened?
Yeah. Well, here's what we pieced together. She got an email a few years back, probably in 2009. She doesn't remember who it was from.
But I remember that the email was something like, click this link to open a Bitcoin account and get started with free Bitcoin.
She fills out the form, sets up an account, and gets what she thinks was 100 Bitcoins put in an account for free. Somewhere.
Okay, wait a minute, though. Bitcoin prices are all over the map, you know, depending on what day it is, basically. But they have been up to close to $1,000 per Bitcoin, right?
Yeah. But when she set up that account that she can't find, the coins probably added up to a few dollars or even just pennies.
But so now you're saying that she might have $100,000 in an account somewhere?
Yeah.
It just sounds crazy.
Yeah, it does sound crazy. And wait a minute, people were just basically giving away free Bitcoins? But let's put the hunt for Gina's Ferrari fund on hold for a minute and do a little bit more explaining. I think we need that.
Sure thing. Let's think of Bitcoins as money designed for the internet age, or so the creators hope anyway. Each Bitcoin is digital by nature. It's a long string of letters and numbers, and you can store that in a computer file. Basically like a text document, and you can pass them back and forth digitally like you would a dollar bill, except you can do this online as easy as sending an email, in theory. So Gina got a few of these, saved them in what they call a Bitcoin wallet, probably on her computer, maybe online with that account she set up, and then forgot about them.
Dun-dun-dun-dun! But this is where we come in, right?
Yeah. We're good at finding people who know more than we do, so this is also where Alex Waters comes in. I invited him to come on down to the studio and meet Gina.
Alex, hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Meet Alex Waters. He's our Bitcoin expert.
Another Alex.
I know, it's a little complicated. But listen, we looked very different. He was a sharp young guy, mid-20s maybe, tailored suit, doing well for himself, it seemed.
Hi, my name is Alex Waters. I'm the CEO of CoinApex.com. We're an incubator here in New York, and we work mostly on Bitcoin startups.
His company helps other companies use Bitcoins in ways that won't get them in legal trouble. And for a little while, Alex Waters worked on the volunteer Bitcoin team that keeps the whole system running. They call it core development. Anyway, he knows his stuff.
So I've worked on Bitcoin full-time now for almost 3 years.
Alex, as a mother, how are you paid? I mean, I presume you're paid in money.
Yep.
Well, she's worried about Alex. She's forgotten about her Ferrari. She wants to make sure that Alex has money to pay for his suit.
Fast friends were happening here in the studio.
Okay.
And then
the New Tech City way.
Alex explains to her why he sees Bitcoin as a huge breakthrough.
So Bitcoin is the first decentralized cryptocurrency. And this is something that was dreamed about for, you know, 30 years.
Because you see, there is a problem with cash.
Like, I don't have enough. Sorry.
Yeah, well, sort of. More likely, though, that it's that you can't move cash around fast enough in the internet age. If you want to give me $100 for my dedicated hard work on this show, you have to go through a bunch of steps to do it online. Each of those takes up time.
Okay, right. Like, so I put that cash in a bank account or a PayPal account. I have to wait a little bit for the confirmation. Then I tell my bank to send the money not to you, but to your bank.
Exactly. We wait again for the banks to confirm everything with each other, which is important for solving one very big problem.
Double spending.
You knew I was going there. Bitcoin is designed so you don't need a bank to verify a transaction, but you also can't spend your money in two places at once.
Now that this problem is solved of double spending, where I can't send one person money and then copy and paste and send another person the same money, now that that problem is solved, we've really kind of opened the door to this really interesting future with a currency that can be sent around the world within seconds without having to pay middlemen. Person to person. So this is really quite revolutionary.
And the crypto part of the cryptocurrency, Manoush, is that it's secure. You can't just fake Bitcoin transfers. Alex explained how that works.
Think of a big piece of paper that sits in Grand Central Station. And there's, you know, 30 people standing around watching that piece of paper. And when you want to send a transaction to someone, you'd come over and you write on that piece of paper, I want to send one Bitcoin from Alex to Gina.
And everyone in the room sees that Gina now has Alex's Bitcoin. So he can't also give it to Manoush.
That's essentially what a ledger is. And Bitcoin has this public ledger where all the transactions that occur are broadcast to that ledger. They're written to it.
And the people standing around that piece of paper, they're not just looking. They're actually running computers that are processing some very difficult cryptography to verify that it's all real. Those people are called, in Bitcoin parlance, miners. And that public ledger lives on all of their computers, so there's no central copy, but also no one person can fake it.
Okay, this part I know. The mining is how we basically get new bitcoins.
Exactly. Every 10 minutes, a few new bitcoins are released. That's the creation. And they get spread around among the people who processed the most recent transactions. The thing is, though, you don't put your name on the ledger. Like in Alex's metaphor, you put down an anonymous wallet address.
Which can make it, I'm sure, pretty tough to then track down any lost bitcoins, I bet.
Exactly.
Sorry, Gina.
Right. But in Gina's case, it's not because those coins don't exist. Her story is pretty credible, according to Alex Waters.
Yeah, in the early days, it was a lot of academic economists, academic cryptographers. And so a lot of people were just giving them out to each other to say, hey, play with this thing. See if you like it. You know, see what you think about it. It was just to encourage academic discovery or exploration.
And so one of the original Bitcoin boosters set up something called the Bitcoin Faucet that gave people accounts to trade Bitcoins from and just gave away coins to whoever wanted it.
The Bitcoin Faucet, huh?
Yeah, we missed the faucet.
Mm-hmm.
And Gina, well, we searched all of her email accounts. We searched Facebook, but no trace of that account invitation. And since all the transactions on that Bitcoin ledger are anonymous, we hit a wall.
Sad, Alex.
Here's the other Alex breaking it to her.
You wuss.
Even if we find where the Bitcoins are, like they were on some old hard drive, if that old hard drive was thrown away or destroyed, it would still be hard to recover those Bitcoins.
What do you think about that, Gina?
Well, that's kind of a drag.
But she said it was still a net gain.
Right. I mean, I nothing lost out of my pocket, you know, and it's been interesting to kind of learn about it. And it piqued my interest and it got me to make a connection.
Cool.
The way we left it was Gina was hiring a computer forensics expert for a few hundred bucks to hunt for any trace of the lost file on her old computer. And we all agreed to stay in touch.
Oh, my God. Alex, you're leaving out the best part.
Yeah.
After you came out of the studio, you told me that she wants to set up the other Alex with someone from her town. So let us know if there's a love connection Or if Gina finds her stash, okay?
I hope so.
I think they're still there somewhere. I get that feeling.